You're listening to Studio 360, and I'm Kurt Anderson. Swoon is the pseudonym of one of the most interesting artists I've come across in a long time. She started on the margins 15 years ago, pasting her portraits on buildings and construction sites all over New York City. But don't imagine that work as some kind of standard graffiti. These were beautifully drawn portraits in a kind of old-timey woodcut style. Smiling kids or wizened old people, all realistic, all respectful. Then she took her work even further into the real world, enlisting a crew of people to build colorful, almost unbelievably jerry-built boats that they sailed down the Mississippi River and then down the Hudson. Swoon's given name is Caledonia Dance Curry. I met her at the Brooklyn Museum of Art, where she has her first big museum show right now. Only, turned out, I wasn't meeting her for the first time.
So, hi.
Oh, my goodness. Now that she says Callie, I remember it all.
It turned out that when she was an art student, before she was Swoon, she had given my grade school daughter Lucy art lessons at our house. Small world. Slightly magical world.
Come over here. We'll keep walking. So the real lineage...
The installation is called Submerged Motherlands. It's a kind of fantastical landscape. At the center, reaching all the way up toward the skylit dome at the top of the museum, is a tree, as big as any real tree.
Its interior is made out of a truss. It's a 60-foot truss system, and we had to install a lift point in the building in order to hoist it up, and then the sort of cables. And so there's obviously like a whole engineering that the fabric is hiding, but then the exterior is all hand-dyed and shredded fabric and cut paper leaves.
It's gorgeous, for starters, and you know, doesn't look like a real tree, but looks like it's real enough that it could be a magical tree.
Sure. Yeah, I definitely had this thing where I felt like it's not that I wanted exactly to imitate nature, but I did want to create something that gave you that sort of experience of standing before something, which is
the awesomeness.
Exactly.
I mean, this is a big thing. This fills a room. This is, I don't know, like a quarter acre.
It kind of is, right?
Resting against the trunk of the tree, like they were tied up at the edge of a river, are two of the handmade boats that she took down the real rivers, cobbled together by her and her friends. They're crazy-looking, ramshackle, cheerful, like something out of a cartoon.
Now we're at a boat.
Yes.
The first of
Isn't
a couple
she cute?
Of the first. It's incredibly cute. And of course, if people don't know, they'll think, "Oh, it's cute. This artist made this like Disney thing. It's like a boat."
Right.
But this was a boat.
This
that
is
you
a boat.
Took.
Yes.
Down the Hudson.
Yeah. So these are rafts. I mean, I kind of say, isn't she cute, jokingly. I mean, to me, it's not cute at all because I remember days and nights in the sea on this thing, which is...
In the sea?
We were in the Adriatic Sea with it.
Well, this is the same one you took
yeah,
to Venice.
Yeah, we took them to Venice and on the Hudson.
So you started doing this back in 2006.
In 2006.
On the Mississippi.
Yes.
And that's where you figured out how to do this? I mean,
exactly.
Let's talk about it. It looks like just a pile of crap, a pile of old wood.
Yes. Well, it is actually all reclaimed wood from construction sites. This boat to the right is named Alice, and she has got two styrofoam pontoons decked across joisted like a floor, like the floor of a house, and then kind of these knotty, tangly sort of roots, which for me were sort of reminiscent of the mangrove swamps. The feeling of a kind of a self-built city meets a sort of a city that is becoming a slightly organic form. Maria, the next boat, she's a little bit, has more of the shape of a regular boat. There's a kitchen in the front. We cooked from there. So you see all the burners and the pots and pans and the cheese grater and all of that stuff. That's where we prepared
so
all the meals.
So this is the real stuff
people.
That was part of
yeah.
these adventures. This
Free
is a this
edge.
Is a thing in the front.
So should
of...
we take you on these boats? We should do it.
Can
come
we?
On. Yeah, let's
May
go.
We?
Come on.
But is
you're
that special? I mean, people who come here won't be able
no,
to do
No, you can't, but you're here with me, so
okay.
let's just sneak on.
All right. Are now I gotta climb up?
Yeah, climb up. It's a little dirty. And I don't know if that was the best spot, but you're up. So.
Okay.
So here we are. So you can imagine that you would get to stand here at this glorious kitchen counter with all your pots and pans. Here's where you would stir fry for all your friends. Here's where you would cook your coffee in the morning. And you just watch the sea go by while you cook.
The sea being the Adriatic.
Being the Adriatic.
Being part
or
of the
Hudson. Yeah, or
really.
The Hudson. And...
Wow.
And so here, this was kind of largely the mechanical boat. We kept all of our, here's our flare gun, here's hammers.
So were these, I mean, obviously, winch. They became your friends, presumably, but did they start out as just your friends, or?
The people who I made the boat
with?
The
people who did this with you.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we all knew each other. Whew, sorry about that.
That's okay.
Much easier to do from a dock. So,
We've disembarked from the boat.
But then it'd be moving around. It would be moving out at that point.
And you were on the Mississippi. It is like you are Tom or Huck or both, right?
It's kind of, yeah. And people really connected with it so much in that way. Along the river, people would constantly say, oh, I've always dreamed of doing this.
I'll bet. Having had these amazing adventures all over America, all over the world with these things, is it weird to see them here in the museum?
Yeah. I mean, for me, I think I planned on it, so it was okay. But for my collaborators, it was pretty emotional because these crafts really represent some of the most incredible times of our lives. And it's 5 years later, you know, we're all kind of different people in different places, and here we are pulling these things out of the crates. And as you can tell, like, they still stink of the sea.
Yeah, there's an aroma.
There's a lot of memories going on in here. And so I think for a lot of folks, it was really emotional and a little bit difficult to see them as artifacts rather than as, like, your floating home, this incredible place.
Around this stage-set mangrove swamp and these boats, there's a group of Swoon's portraits, cutouts pasted on board to make them life-size and larger than life. They're mostly female figures of very different kinds. A mother breastfeeding an infant, a demon figure sticking out her tongue scarily, but also a woman with the same cloud of curly hair as Swoon.
The title of this piece is called Submerged Motherlands. And
of the whole thing.
Of the whole entire installation. And like I said, when I first created these boats, I was thinking a lot about climate change and floods. And then Sandy struck, and so I was kind of continuing in that vein of thinking. And then as I was working on this installation, my mother became sick with cancer and passed away. And she was a person who she just had a really difficult life, and I had a difficult relationship with her. She struggled with addiction and mental illness and depression.
Heroin and everything.
Heroin and alcohol and just everything you can imagine. I mean, you know, I was born in the 70s. She, you know, they were just total wild children, and I...
That is to say your parents.
My parents, yeah. And so the demon figure that you saw was kind of me processing some images that I had around my mother in her kind of worst state. But so this drawing here kind of takes a bit of a look at kind of life cycles
and birth and death. Our life-size portraits cut out and put up here of your mom at various
Yeah, so here she is. You can see sort of my mother as a young woman, and you see sort of pelvis and fetus, and these are kind of crones, kind of both death bringers and life bringers. You can see them kind of giving birth too. So,
and that's
my sister as the baby in my mom's arms.
Just behind those portraits is a little structure, a hut where you can sit down. We did, and Callie talked more about climate change in her work as Swoon, in particular how she tries to evoke real-world shanty towns, which are threatened especially by rising sea levels.
So you can see it kind of in Alice, like how there's a slight kind of shanty feeling to some of these structures. And, you know, it's not in a sense of like cultural appropriation did I want to directly borrow the language of the shanty. But I think that I imagined them, maybe it's like a little slightly kind of sci-fi thinking or something, but like bits of cities that had sort of broken off from their coastal perches and kind of evolved and changed and moved around and perhaps were sort of in some way like seeking a home and a safety and a refuge.
So while Swoon's work has a sense of whimsy, it's also a way of addressing real threats. It reminds me of the movie Beasts of the Southern Wild, the fable about Hurricane Katrina. Swoon has also gone to Haiti to help build housing for people displaced by the 2010 earthquake, and here in the United States, to the desperate former steel town of Braddock, Pennsylvania, to help create a community center. Those efforts are not exactly art, but they use some of the same skills.
It's really important to me to not just take on subjects, but to actually work in situ and to try to like, use like creative problem solving to tackle the issues directly. And I think in a way it's just because I'm such a concrete thinker that I just think if I'm thinking about this, if I'm worried about this, if I'm concerned about it, like let's get our hands on it. Like, how can we be involved? How can we start to be part of the process?
You're amazing. I love you.
Thank you so much. And thanks for climbing on that dirty old boat with me. You were brave.
No, I feel like I was part of it. There was no gangplank. I just had to get up
there. It's true. Right. In one way, it's harder because we had to sort of leap off onto the marble. But in another way, it was easier because, if you can imagine, half the time is usually moving. We had a lot of falling between the boats going on. Yeah.
People are
going
to love this.
Great. Thank you so much.
You can see pictures of some of Swoon's work at studio360.org. Her exhibit, Submerged Motherlands, is up at the Brooklyn Museum in New York through the end of August.
I'll build a boat steady and true as